Picture the scene. Millions of Americans dutifully buying fat-free cookies, spreading margarine instead of butter, and loading their plates with pasta, all while obesity rates climbed and heart disease remained the nation's leading killer. For decades, we followed nutritional advice that wasn't just ineffective, it was making us sicker. The USDA's iconic food pyramid, plastered on cereal boxes and taught in schools, was fundamentally flawed from its foundation. Why? Because it was designed by committee, shaped by agricultural lobbies, and built on outdated science that treated all fats as villains and all carbohydrates as heroes. The 1992 food guide pyramid wasn't created in a laboratory. It was negotiated in boardrooms. Dairy lobbyists pushed for multiple servings of milk. Beef producers fought to keep red meat prominent. Sugar interests ensured sweets weren't demonized too harshly. The result was dietary guidance that served agricultural interests more than human health. The pyramid's failures were systematic. It lumped heart-healthy olive oil with artery-clogging trans fats under one use sparingly category, placed whole grain bread and sugary cereal in the same eat abundantly foundation, and grouped salmon, walnuts, hot dogs, and prime rib together as if they affected your body identically. When researchers tested the pyramid's recommendations against real-world health outcomes from the massive Nurses' Health Study and Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, the results were damning. People who followed the government's advice closely were just as likely to develop major illnesses or die over 12 years as those who ignored it completely. The alternative? Evidence-based eating patterns like the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes daily physical activity, distinguishes between healthy unsaturated fats and harmful trans fats, recognizes that whole grains differ fundamentally from refined grains, and prioritizes plant proteins. When tested scientifically, people following these patterns showed dramatically lower rates of heart disease, diabetes, and premature death. The real story of nutrition is far more nuanced, and understanding these distinctions can transform not just your waistline, but your entire relationship with food. Your body responds to chemistry, not nutrition labels. That white bagel spikes blood sugar faster than table sugar. White bread scores 75 on the glycemic index, while sugar scores 65. Ice cream, with fat slowing digestion, scores just 61. High glycemic foods trigger insulin surges that exhaust your pancreas. Women consuming high glycemic diets showed 33% greater diabetes risk. What matters isn't whether a carbohydrate is simple or complex, but how quickly it raises blood sugar. Processing strips grains of protective fiber, leaving pure starch that digests instantly. Steel-cut oats score 55. Instant oatmeal scores 83. An apple scores 38, apple juice scores 41. The difference? Fiber and structure. The solution isn't abandoning carbohydrates, it's choosing wisely. Intact grains like brown rice and quinoa, legumes like lentils and chickpeas, and most fruits and non-starchy vegetables deliver steady energy without metabolic chaos. For 30 years, we waged war on fat. Bought fat-free everything, and watched our health deteriorate. We fought the wrong enemy. Fat isn't a villain. It's essential for organ cushioning, nerve insulation, vitamin absorption, and cell membranes. Monounsaturated fats from olive oil and avocados lower harmful cholesterol while maintaining beneficial HDL. Polyunsaturated fats from fish and nuts are essential. Your body cannot make them. Omega-3s from salmon prevent dangerous heart rhythms and reduce inflammation. Trans fats are the true villains. Created through industrial hydrogenation, they increase heart disease risk by 50%. The FDA banned them in 2015, a move expected to prevent 220,000 heart attacks annually. The evidence is overwhelming. A 32-year study of 126,233 people found those consuming the most fat, 42% of calories, had 16% lower mortality than those eating the least, 25%. The Lion Diet Heart Study showed Mediterranean diet followers experienced 70% fewer second heart attacks than low-fat dieters. Large studies found no link between total fat and cancer. The real risk isn't fat, it's excess calories leading to obesity. Most Americans get enough protein. What matters is quality and what comes bundled with it. Beef delivers complete protein, but also saturated fats and compounds linked to colorectal cancer. The WHO classifies processed meats as carcinogenic and red meat as probably carcinogenic, both increasing diabetes risk. Meanwhile, beans package protein with fiber and protective phytochemicals, nuts provide heart-healthy fats, and salmon offers brain-protecting omega-3s. The Nurses' Health study found plant protein correlates with lower disease risk, while red meat correlates with higher risk. High dairy consumption in men links to increased prostate cancer risk, possibly through elevated insulin-like growth factor levels. For weight management, protein source matters dramatically. Red meat, skin on chicken, and regular cheese associate with weight gain, while yogurt, nuts, skinless chicken, and seafood correlate with maintaining healthy weight. Same macronutrient, opposite effects. Nuts deserve special recognition. An ounce provides protein equivalent to a glass of milk, plus unsaturated fats that improve cholesterol. Regular nut consumers show 30 to 50% lower heart disease risk. The PREDAMED trial proved daily nut consumption with a Mediterranean diet lowered heart disease risk without causing weight gain. Fatty fish like salmon provide excellent protein with omega-3s that reduce heart disease and may protect against Alzheimer's, medicine disguised as food. Imagine a pill that reduces heart disease, stroke, and diabetes risk, lowers blood pressure, prevents constipation and vision loss, and controls weight with zero side effects. That pill exists, fruits and vegetables. Yet Americans average just 4 daily servings, and only 1 in 9 meets the minimum 5 servings. Research involving 185,000 participants shows 5 daily servings maximize cardiovascular benefits and reduce premature death by 30%. The DASH trial proved 8 servings lowered blood pressure as effectively as medication, the key being potassium from produce. What makes produce powerful? Unlike supplements with isolated compounds, whole fruits and vegetables deliver thousands of synergistic phytonutrients. Cruciferous vegetables contain cancer-fighting isothionates. Berries provide anthocyanins that may prevent diabetes and heart disease. Garlic and onions offer anti-cancer sulfur compounds. Color guides your choices. Each vibrant hue signals different phytonutrients. Dark leafy greens protect eyes against cataracts and macular degeneration. Indigestible fiber promotes healthy digestion. Eat produce for proven cardiovascular benefits with cancer protection as a bonus. We scrutinize food but overlook beverages, which contributes hundreds of daily calories while profoundly affecting health. Water remains ideal, pure hydration with no calories. Despite bottled water's popularity, tap water is equally safe, regularly tested, and costs hundreds of times less. Sugar-sweetened beverages represent one of the most harmful dietary choices. A typical soda contains 7 to 9 teaspoons of sugar with zero nutritional value. Unlike food, people don't compensate for liquid calories, leading to weight gain. These simple sugars cause rapid blood sugar spikes, increasing diabetes risk by 13% per daily serving, while raising triglycerides and kidney stone risk by 33%. Fruit juice poses similar problems. A 12-ounce glass of orange juice contains 150 calories, with multiple fruits worth of sugar consumed instantly, minus the fiber that slows absorption. Coffee, long viewed suspiciously, is remarkably beneficial when consumed moderately. Each daily cup lowers diabetes risk by 8% and associates with fewer suicides, 25% lower Parkinson's disease risk, reduced liver cancer risk, and lower overall mortality. Alcohol presents complexity. Moderate consumption offers cardiovascular benefits for middle-aged and older adults. 1 or 2 drinks daily reduces heart attack risk by 30 to 40% for men. For women, even 1 drink every other day slightly increases breast cancer risk, though adequate folic acid mitigates this. Milk deserves reconsideration. While beneficial for young children, excessive consumption carries risks. Lactose intolerance affects most adults worldwide. Whole milk delivers substantial saturated fat. Studies link high dairy consumption to increased prostate cancer risk. One serving daily provides adequate calcium without these concerns. No single diet works universally. Responses vary dramatically based on genetics, environment, psychology, and preferences. Most restrictive diets produce temporary weight loss, but fail through hunger, cravings, and unsustainability. What's needed isn't another weight loss diet, but a personalized plan built on principles that benefit overall health. The Mediterranean diet provides an excellent foundation, an eating pattern that has sustained populations for millennia. It emphasizes whole grains, abundant produce, healthy fats from olive oil and nuts, moderate fish and poultry, limited red meat, and shared meals. This approach consistently shows the best long-term results. The framework is flexible. Emphasize plants, choose healthy fats, select quality proteins, minimize processed foods, and find joy in eating. Given our environment of constant food temptation and engineered hyperpalatability, defensive eating becomes essential. Stop before feeling stuffed, be selective rather than eating everything offered. Choose smaller portions, eat slowly so fullness signals can register, keep tempting foods out of your house, remain vigilant against food marketing, and simplify meals. Research shows people eat more when presented with greater variety. These principles offer something more valuable than quick fixes, a lifetime of satisfying, healthy choices. Combined with not smoking and regular exercise, this approach can reduce heart disease by 80%, diabetes by 90%, and stroke by 70%. Your fork is one of the most powerful tools you have for shaping your future.